What's going on, citizens of the World Wide Web? It's Double J with another online edition of Pass the Popcorn, a weekly review of movies currently showing at Allen Theater's Aviator 10. All right. Stop me if you've heard this one before. You got a whack job, evil bad guy who wants to blow up the world, and insert blank has to save the day. Well, back in the 70s, Bond, James Bond, Sean Connery, Roger Moore, who would put an end to his nefarious plan. And then along came the excessive 80s with beefy Stallone and Schwarzenegger wielding serrated knives the size of your forearm. In the 90s and the 2000s, it was the Bourne movies with Matt Damon, who was good-looking, complicated, and a one-man wrecking crew. But now, it's 2017. And your trained Black Ops CIA operative seeking revenge for his murdered fiance, well, not only does he have to be complicated and has feelings and a backstory, but he also looks like he just jumped off an Abercrombie Fitch ad. This is American Assassin. Dylan O'Brien plays Mitch Rapp, who is recruited by the CIA because, quote unquote, he tests off the charts. Whatever that means, and is taken to the Mr. Miyagi of how to kill people in the name of Uncle Sam, Michael Keaton. But because he can't just be the hero, he's got to be the bad boy hero, so the girls think he's dreamy. Mitch cannot follow orders, he puts his team in jeopardy all the time, but he ends up getting the job done. Yeah, you could make the comparison between Mitch Rapp and Pete Mitchell in Top Gun, but hey, that's insulting Maverick. And nobody insults Maverick. Here's the good. The action. From car chases to gunplay, there's a little intrigue as once again Middle Eastern politics, terrorism, and nuclear war hang in the balance. Michael Keaton is good, but could have been so much better. The man started off his career as a comedian. A little humor to ease up the tension would have been nice. The not so good. O'Brien is bland. Like vanilla ice cream white rice bland. Now, maybe that's how his character is written because this is based on a series of novels. But I'm pretty sure the author, when he had a big screen version of Mitch Rapp in mind, he wasn't thinking of the male version of Twilight's Kristen Stewart, who only has three emotions to show you. That's not an insult. You know it's true. And here's the ugly. Sanaa Lathan, owner of the line, he tests off the charts. She's been in Hollywood forever, has got a ton of movies to her credit, but she's very, very forgettable and almost borderline bad acting in her role as a CIA director. And Tyler Kitsch shows up as an over-the-top villain whose scene-chewing ability is only slightly better than Dr. Evil. Throw me a bone here! However, all is not lost. The last 10 minutes of the movie are as nail-biting as it gets, and maybe, just maybe, O'Brien will grow into the role and the stories get better as well. I'm going to give it a very weak 3 out of 5 bags of popcorn, which makes it for a meh movie. American Assassin now showing at Aviator 10. For showtimes, call 437-9301 or head over to the website at allentheatersinc.com. Hey, and don't forget, every Monday, we're handing out pairs of passes so you can go check out American Assassin for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go see it for yourself. Or any of the other great movies that are currently showing at Aviator 10. Check back next week when I say, welcome back, Eggsy. It's the over-the-top action comedy sequel, Kingsman, The Golden Circle. For Allen Theater's Aviator 10 and Burt Broadcasting, I'm Double J for the online version of Pass the Popcorn, and I'll see you at the movies.